Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today, I have Dr. Emily Hernandez, who is joining me, and she is a naturopathic doctor and owner of Wildcraft Medicine in La Jolla, California. Her passion is in conscious preconception, which involves supporting men and women in optimizing their health before conceiving and creates a foundation for a healthy pregnancy and baby. Besides fertility, Wildcraft Medicine focuses on gut health, hormone balancing, and chronic illness using principles that include treating the whole person, supporting the body's natural ability to heal, and focusing on the root cause. With an individualized approach to healthcare, the goal at Wildcraft Medicine is to empower and educate their patients to take an active role in their healing and to increase their vitality so they can live their best life. I am so excited for you to listen to this episode today with Dr. Emily. Let's begin. Hello, Emily. I am so excited to have you on here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for inviting me. Excited to chat with you today.
Yay. Oh my gosh. This is such a great topic that we are going to be diving into today, which is conscious preconception. And I mean, we both have babies and we've both gone through that fertility journey and the conception and all the things. And so I love that this is such a relevant topic that we both can personally speak to. And so to jump right in, I'm just going to be real with everyone here and just share that with my first daughter, she was a surprise. So she was a surprise and we didn't really think about, you know, the conscious preconception thing. But with my second daughter, it was a more conscious decision. And I think that for me personally, just having gone through that journey, the biggest thing for me personally was thinking about mainly like my diet and mainly like cutting out any sort of like alcohol and things like that, you know, things that I knew was not healthy for my body type of thing. And so the first question that I want to ask you when it comes to conscious preconception is, what are the key factors that you support people through when it comes to, you know, this topic of conscious preconception? And, you know, like, what are the key things that you have seen for yourself and that you support people with when it comes to this area?
Yeah, great question. And maybe even before I dive into that, I do want to just, comment on what you mentioned is that there is nothing wrong with not planning a pregnancy, right? It happens all the time. We don't, you know, it just happens. And, you know, I think the divine universe and all the timing, it works out the way it's supposed to. So no shame at all if you are like, oh my gosh, I have three kids and I never thought about preconception. No worries at all. I think it's kind of a newer topic in health and wellness, but it's definitely growing. And I think it could be very empowering for both men and women. So really what goes into preconception is, again, you know, obviously we're focusing a lot on the physical aspect, but, you know, health is multidimensional. So mental health, emotional health, energetic health, spiritual health are a big piece to preconception, right? But really, let's start with physical, because that's pretty much what most people think about when they're thinking about health in general. But so yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, it's trying to get our bodies as healthy as possible, right? So cleaning up our diet, maybe it's a anti-inflammatory type diet, or taking out things that you know may affect your gut health or your joints or your brain function. It's adding in nutrients, right? Because as much as we want to kind of avoid things, we also want to add things to the body that are going to help it produce, you know, better sperm and eggs, right? So antioxidants are a huge piece to this, especially for sperm. That's the other thing too, is that preconception is not just about the woman getting healthy, right? It's about the partners together getting healthy, which is nice because it creates this bond even before you're pregnant as a woman, and creates this teamwork, right? Because there's a whole lot of teamwork that goes into parenting. And so doing it together is really great. So, you know, adding in antioxidants and adding in, you know, healthy fats and getting enough protein with each meal to balance your blood sugar. These are all really, really important things, in general for health, but definitely help with fertility and preconception. Because our goal is really to start with the healthiest building blocks we possibly can, both on the man's side and the woman's side, to create the healthiest baby, right? And that's what conscious preconception is about, is healthy babies, physically, mentally, emotionally, and so forth. So that's the physical side. The other aspect of the physical side is balancing hormones, right? In order to have good fertility, our hormones ideally have to be as balanced as possible. So for women, that means, you know, having regular cycles, not just having them regularly, but sometimes the timing in which we ovulate to when we have our next cycle is important. That second half of our phase is called the luteal phase. And some women have a shorter luteal phase, which can really affect fertility because it takes some time once the egg is fertilized to actually travel to the uterus and implant. And if our lining of our uterus sheds with our period before that whole process happens, you can get pregnant but not stay pregnant because of it's not actually implanting. So we looked at both the follicular, which is the first half of your cycle, but mostly the luteal phase, which is really important to make sure that's long enough. So those are just some of the things that are important. Definitely hormones, definitely nutrition, taking out things like the alcohol and the sugars, ideally, things like that. So that's just kind of general.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. And so like a good way to easy way to do it is just to kind of do a cleanse. Offer like a 21-day cleanse that just, again, gets you really thinking consciously about what you're putting in your body and what you're taking out. And that can look slightly different for each person, depending on how gung-ho they want to be. But ideally it's out the major allergens and inflammatory things like alcohol, processed sugar. Some people don't do great with gluten or dairy. We, you know, that's again individualized, but sometimes those are removed or at least minimized. Processed food, fried foods, things like that. So the nice thing is that people feel amazing while they're doing this. And then, you know, go into a pregnancy feeling full, like with their fuel tank, you know, full instead of kind of half empty.
Which is, oh my gosh, you know, I love this. I feel like I have so many questions that are popping up just as I'm listening to you. So the first question is how long prior, and I know obviously like timing wise, it's, there's all different types of timing when it comes to actually conceiving, but like ideally for someone who's listening to this and who's like, ooh, like this is something that I should be planning for or, you know, that kind of thing. How long ahead of time would you say, you know, like a year or a few months or, you know, like what does that range typically look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. And probably depending on who you ask, it would be a different answer. So, you know, in medical school, we had a class in naturopathic medicine called environmental medicine. And honestly, it was kind of a scary class because it just goes over all the different environmental toxins and what they do to the body and how they affect the hormones and everything else. And what do we do to avoid them and limit our exposure and help our bodies excrete and get rid of these toxins? So someone kind of in that world would tell you maybe a year. I don't think that's really realistic for most people. And so typically my approach is 3 to 4 months would be in a perfect world, you know, a great time frame because it takes about 4 months for sperm and eggs to fully develop from, you know, when they're just cells to fully develop. So if we can catch, you know, the body when it's just beginning to build that sperm or just beginning to really allow that follicle to develop to become an egg, we can make sure that it's as healthy as possible. So 3 to 4 months would be ideal. This gives us time to assess if there's any pre-existing health conditions, right? So maybe someone has issues with some blood sugar or insomnia, or they have gut issues. Their hormones are a little bit off, right? They have PMS symptoms or whatever it may be. That gives us some time to work on those things first. Mm-hmm. Then I typically like to transition into one of those good 21-day detox kind of cleanses. Mm. And then it also gives us time to then really focus on preconception fertility specifically. Gotcha. So it's kind of a nice transition from, you know, fix whatever mm-hmm. is going on first, you know, prep the body and get nutrition really on board. And then, hey, here's all the stuff to optimize fertility.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, so then the next question is, does it look different? I know you said it varies person to person for sure, but in general, between men and women, is there a difference there in terms of the protocol that you take people through?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, most people that come to me are women. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the ones that are typically thinking about it first, not always, but, they're thinking about, hey, I really want to start a family, or, hey, mm-hmm. I want to come to you because I've got issues. And then once that's healed, I really want to talk about having kids. Mm-hmm. So I probably do work with women a little bit longer first, and then mm-hmm. the man will jump on, you know, in the detox kind of phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I'm working with the partner, you know, for 2 months versus four, or mm-hmm. 2 months mm-hmm. versus three. But it could be that you're working together the entire time as well. So gotcha. It just really depends. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, if your partner is generally healthy and doesn't, you know, feel like they have anything going on, it's still, I think, helpful to just do a really good blood chemistry test, meaning testing for things like your kidney function, cholesterol levels, vitamin D, iron, hormones, thyroid, just get a really good screen and see where you stand. Right.
Right.
The other thing sometimes that I will suggest is that we can do a kind of total toxic burden test is what it's called, where we're doing a urine test to look at things like heavy metals and environmental toxins and mycotoxins that come from mold, how much toxic burden is, you know, is in your body already. Mm-hmm. And so both, you know, partners can do that and then kind of focus on a cleanse afterwards. Gotcha. So, you know, you don't have to do these tests, but it can be helpful just to get a good baseline.
Yeah. And I feel like just in general, like even like aside mm-hmm. from the conception part, just to know and just to keep yourself healthy too, you know?
Most of the time when I'm running these tests, they're not even on people that want to conceive necessarily. They may have some kind of weird symptoms that just never seem to go away, like that headache or that sinus congestion or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it may be. And it's like, well, let's just see how many toxins are kind of creating that burden on your body. So yeah, you don't have to do it just because you want to conceive. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then the other question that had popped up was just relating to, you know, once the woman is pregnant, like, so what the kind of protocol that they go through leading up to to conception, and then once they're pregnant, does that look different? I mean, obviously there is the typical, you know, things that we want to think about as a woman specifically who is the one growing the baby. You know, in terms of nutrients and all of that, but is there anything specific that is similar that you carry on from the preconception through the pregnancy that maybe is something that is not typically thought about or talked about aside, you know what I mean? Or is it typically just the regular, like, take your prenatal supplements and eat, you know, get enough protein, eat well, like all that typical stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And it's kind of turning my wheels a little bit too. You know, I would say part of the like preconception piece that we talk about, and this is, I think, where, you know, your audience will really like, is obviously we're doing all the physical work, but starting to get into that energetic, you know, focusing on your energetic health, your spiritual health, maybe your mental health is huge, right? I mean, this process itself can be very exciting, but stressful. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're like most women out there, it's like, okay, I wanted a baby yesterday, last year. Why isn't this happening soon enough? You know, like we have to have sex in a very certain time. And, you know, it definitely plays a lot with your mind, right? You get your mind going quite a bit. So I think practicing mindfulness in general is really important kind of during that preconception phase and into your pregnancy, whether that's meditation, deep breathing, getting time out in nature, exercise. These are things that are critical to get into your schedule, because through your pregnancy, and, you know, we can be the first to admit, once you have that newborn, it is hard sometimes to leave that time for yourself.
Yes.
But it's so needed, because if you show up again with that tank half full, it's hard to take care of others and to be, mm-hmm. you know, the best mom or that you want to be. So I would say, you know, getting in that time for yourself, that self-care is huge. Mm-hmm. So this is something, you know, I will admit, I probably did more self-care when I was pregnant than I've ever done before. And it was kind of like, okay, well, I'm doing it because I have this baby inside me and I'm growing it. And that was my rationale versus like, mm-hmm. I'm just doing it for me.
Right.
And whether you're pregnant or not, or trying to get pregnant, self-care is so important. But yeah, you are, you know, you have this other life growing inside you. So keeping your stress levels, you know, as much at bay as you can and trying to stay calm is really important. So things like acupuncture and prenatal massage and chiropractic work, really important because, you know, you do, especially as you get more pregnant, you start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. You get excited and anxious about, you know, the arrival of your baby. You get anxious about, oh my gosh, do I hear, you know, is everything okay in there, especially before you pick. I mean, there's just so much already going through that mom brain.
Yes.
That stress is really important to manage as best as you can.
Yeah.
So self-care is just huge.
That's such a huge and important point that you talked about. Thank you for bringing that forward because I think that, yeah, it's like we talk about the physical, like nutrition and all that, but it's like emotionally and mentally and energetically, where are you at, you know? Yeah. And that's such a huge piece to it. And I love how, you know, your work and what you do is brings it into such a holistic perspective too. And I feel like, you know, emphasizing that part too, where it's not just like, well, yeah, just go do some self-care, you know, it's kind of like, let's actually plan and figure out what would be best for you. Because I think it's different for each person too.
It is. Right? Like, I know some people, probably you included, it's like going to get your nails done, right? Like something as simple as that, or going to get your hair done. Things that make you feel good, that can allow you to relax.
Yeah. I love that. So
just keep coming back to like that. Knowing that, you know, your body knows exactly what to do, right? Mm. All the women before you have gone through this. Yeah, the beautiful, beautiful feminine body has this innate ability to carry and create life. And then, you know, go through that portal of bringing that new life into the world. So I think that's something else that I think a lot of women get anxious about and nervous, rightfully so. But kind of keeping that kind of calm, reassuring, you know, energy, you know, just tapping into the energy of the rest of the, you know, conscious female energy of the world and knowing that, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to happen in its own way. Mm-hmm. You know, trusting in that.
Oh my gosh. I got chills as you said that. And I think that's such an important thing is thinking about our ancestors, you know, that ancestral energy and how it's exactly like you said, like we've been doing this, women specifically, and thank you to all the men who are listening to this right now, but like women specifically, like we deserve a round of applause because we've been doing this since the beginning of time. Every single one of us exists here because of a woman. I'm just going to say that, you know what I mean? And it's like, And it is really cool, you know, when I think about it in that way too, of it's not just like the physical growth of a baby, even though, you know, I look at my baby, my I was going to say newborn. She's technically almost like not really a newborn anymore, which is really weird to even think about that. But like, I look at her, I'm like, oh my gosh, like she's growing so big. And then I also think of, oh my gosh, like I grew her. And you know what I mean? And it's so crazy to think of that. Oh, wow. Yeah. But then also taking it to the next level of, whoa, like literally we are the portal for souls to come in, you know, for souls to come into this world. And that just boggles my mind sometimes. Like I can just go like really deep in my thoughts of that whole concept, you know what I mean? Of that. So it's like us, our souls who are here as humans, you know, having that, what's the word I'm looking for? It's that intentional, you know, bringing forward another soul intentionally into this world and then doing the things to support that And, you know, with what we've just already talked about, you know, in terms of supporting our bodies and getting into the most optimal health that's possible to then support that soul. And it just like boggles my mind to just think about how it's so intricately connected. You know what I mean? Oh, and, yeah. And it's just, it's amazing. It's incredible. That's why they call it the miracle of life, because it's just so amazing.
It's true. And there is a whole, you know, that just sparks my mind too. There is a whole kind of thought that there are generational patterns that are kind of imprinted through, you know, the souls of our ancestors, right? And that we get mm-hmm. passed down that energetic blueprint as well. Mm-hmm. So it just goes back to, you know, really focusing on nourishing a healthy mm-hmm. baby mentally, emotionally, yeah. and the way you do that is by supporting yourself, but also, mm-hmm. you know, talking to your baby. I had a mantra with my baby. And I can give a little bit of my background too, because my story is a little interesting. But, you know, I would talk to him when I would drive to work and say, mm-hmm. you know, big and strong and healthy, baby, big and strong and healthy. Those were our three main mantras.
I love that. My husband
and I'm smart too when he was born. Big, strong, healthy, and smart.
that's awesome.
Yeah, because I had a little kind of hiccup when I was, well, I went through IVF, so that's kind of a whole nother story. But, you know, again, mm-hmm. whether you are conceiving naturally or going through a process to get pregnant, conscious preconception works for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So I especially knew I was going through this process, not for fertility reasons, but more for preventing passing on a gene that runs mm-hmm. in my husband's family. So I knew we were going to go through this. And I really, obviously, you spend a lot of time and money to get mm-hmm. pregnant this way. So I really wanted to optimize both of our health. So we did our whole preconception journey and all. But once I got pregnant, I did have a little scare. I had some bleeding and some cramping, and basically it was called something called a subchorionic hemorrhage, which mm-hmm. is somewhat common with IVF, but mm-hmm. bleeding and cramping, pretty scary. Luckily, the baby was fine. But I had to be on pelvic rest for the first trimester. And so again, there was that like fear for sure of, oh my gosh, like that was really scary. I really thought something had happened. You know, is he going to be okay through his pregnancy? And so that's kind of where that mantra came from, was, you know, grow big and strong and healthy. And I'd almost make it into like a sing song kind of thing. Yeah. And yeah, you know, listening to music with him and, you know, reading mm-hmm. to them, all those things are really important, because, you know, I think hearing is one of the first senses that a fetus will have in utero. Yep. So really cool, especially for, you know, your partner, whether it's, you know, husband, wife, whatever, can start talking to him or her as well. And they can start mm-hmm. to really, you know, recognize voices. So
yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. I love that. It's so good. And, you know, and it's so true. I feel like it starts to create that bond with the child before they're even born, you know,
exactly.
And especially for the non-pregnant partner, it helps them to start to have that bond, because not being the pregnant one, I feel like, you know, if you're the pregnant one, then obviously you're like thinking about it all the time, what you're eating, what you're right. doing, like taking the prenatals, all that. So there is that sooner connection, I think, that happens. And so that's such a huge, great way for the non-pregnant person to also
absolutely,
you know, develop that bond and to be able to just continue to grow in that connection, because it's not just about, like we've been talking about, it's not just the physical, even though that's obviously a huge important part of it. We are here as humans, so we do need to support ourselves physically, but it's also the other types of connections that exist energetically. And, you know, like you talked about that energetic blueprint that gets passed down. And so I would love to hear from you if there's anything that stands out to you from your personal journey with, you know, from preconception all the way through your pregnancy, anything that stood out to you that was really supportive for you. I know you've already shared a couple things with the mantras and obviously with your health and stuff like that. Anything else, that pops up in your mind right now that was super helpful for you?
Yeah. I mean, definitely kind of going through my process and getting myself really healthy made me feel more confident and empowered to, you know, enter this journey feeling like I did as much as I possibly could do, you know, to try to optimize my health and the health of my baby growing inside me, which was amazing. You know, self-care was hugely important. And then actually I got a little, tip from you when I was pregnant. So this, I think, was such, you know, there's so many books out there that you can get about, you know, how to prepare for birth and, you know, becoming a mom or a parent. Mm-hmm. I think I only bought this one. I bought two books. I don't think I looked at the other one almost at all, but this one I used quite a bit.
Dream oh my birth. Gosh. Dream Birth. Yeah, and I just want to read it out loud for people who may be just only listening to this. So it's called Dream Birth, Transforming the Journey of Childbirth Through Imagery. And it is by, is that Catherine, right? Catherine.
Yes. Catherine Schoenberg.
Okay, cool. So that's the book that Emily is referring to.
And man, what a book. I mean, the whole book is about using our mental power, our imagery to create what we want. Mm. I mean, whether you're conceiving or not, I mean, this is so powerful. And she has such a beautiful intro to her story about just how imagery, because people are like, oh, you know, just imagining something, like, you know, daydreaming about something, that's not necessarily going to get you what you want, but it's consciously doing it, right? Yes. And it's the repetitive way you do it. It's kind of creating those mantras about what your life and your future, you know, what you want it to look like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some more actions that you have to take in order to like make things happen. But if you can at least set up the energy for what you're looking for and what you want, that creates a pathway for you to be able to like, to be able to grab it, right? Mm-hmm. So what's cool about the book is that it starts with preconception. It starts about, you know, thinking about what you even want your conception to look like and how you're going to conceive and imagining the egg and the sperm coming together and planting. And it goes through the different phases of pregnancy, your first trimester and things that you may be experiencing, your second trimester, getting through nausea, you know, as you get to your third trimester, thinking about the actual birthing process and, you know, the cervix opening like a flower. I mean, the imagery is just beautiful and you can practice these little imagery or kind of meditation sessions. You can have your partner read them to you. Mm-hmm. You can read them to yourself, but it really helps you prepare not only for getting pregnant, being pregnant, but also for the birth and afterwards. So this was such a helpful book for me. I know it helped you with it too.
It did. Yeah, it helped me too. And I actually referenced that book too in a really like earlier episode on this podcast where I was sharing about preparing for the birth of my daughter, my second daughter. And I referenced that book as well. So like this is the second time that it's appearing on this podcast. And it's, you know, it's good when it's like everyone's shouting it out from the rooftops, you know, and I totally agree with everything that you said. It's so powerful. And I feel like when we connect visually, you know, or with our intention with, you know, everything that you shared from the different phases of from preconception all the way through to the birth, you know, it's exactly like any other area of life where we are wanting to manifest, right? And when we're intentionally calling something in, intentionally getting into the energy of what that is, it's exactly that, but just obviously specific to, you know, the conception and pregnancy journey, which is amazing.
The author gives an example, which I think people can really understand is like, you know, Olympic athletes, before their event, they imagine, you know, okay, I'm going to like a diver, you know, I'm going to walk up to the dive board. I'm going to stand a certain way. I'm going to take my breath through. They literally imagine every step of the process before they do it, right? To see it happening the way they want it to happen. It's the same thing. So cool. Really cool.
I love that. I love this conversation. And I'll love be this honest, topic.
You know, I definitely, you know, I use this book. Obviously I loved it. And my birth still went differently, you know, like I imagine the flower opening and him sliding down, you know, the stem of the flower, nice and easy. And I think one of the biggest things I've learned is patience through this process, right? And you have to trust in divine timing as much as, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, you wanted to have a baby yesterday or a year ago. So patience. And, you know, having that open mind to, you know, try to imagine a certain way and bring in the positive energy, but also understand that things are going to happen the way they're going to happen and to be as okay as you can with how those things go. So, you know, I had some tearing. I had to go, you know, get stitched up and, you know, separated from my baby right at birth, which was, you know, definitely difficult.
Yeah.
Luckily he was with dad for that first golden hour, but mm-hmm. you know, in the end he's healthy. I'm healthy. We're both doing fine. And it's like, you know, just trying to look at it from a greater perspective. And everyone has their own journey and some way, you know, more intense and trauma filled than others. Yeah. So it's hard to just always be okay with it, but as much as you can, understanding that, you know, yes, have your birth plan and all that, but it's going to happen the way it's going to happen.
Right.
And you're just kind of having that faith and letting go a little bit.
Yep. Yep. That's huge. Thank you so much for sharing that too, because yeah, it is one of those things I think in preparation for giving birth, it's like, yeah, like exactly what you said, having that plan or what you desire, but then also just completely letting go of the expectations. And, you know, it's kind of like just trusting in, I think the biggest thing that I've learned too is trusting in yourself, trusting in you and what, like your body and the way that your that the birthing process unfolds, and then also trusting how held and supported you are by not just the birthing team around you, but also by the divine, you know, and that you're held by your angels, your guides, the universe, you know, that, and like you said, at the end of the day, it all happens the way it's supposed to. And I'm just going to say your son is the cutest, most smiley baby I have ever seen. He is so sweet. He's amazing. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen him not smiling. So, you know.
Well, he does, believe me. Yeah. But like, I know. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll connect our boys and girls together, because you got some cute girls there.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Yeah. You know, it's, they pick up, you know, just like animals, you know, like puppies, and they pick up on your energy. You know, this so much. I mean, kids are sponges.
Yeah.
Even at, you know, a few weeks old. So as much as you can try to, and the first few weeks, by all means, just survive. But but you know, as much, you know, really the point is those kiddos are picking up on your energy. So if you're smiling bubbly around them, they're going to reflect that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have a couple last questions for you before we wrap up today. So one is that I do want to just acknowledge, I know that, you know, for both of us, feeling super grateful and blessed that the journey to conception and with fertility and having babies has been, you know, smooth overall in that way. And I also just want to acknowledge for the people who haven't had that kind of a journey, you know, people who may be struggling with conception, and just, you know, really just sending our love and support to them. And I wanted to ask you, for anyone who is struggling with conception right now, what would be your number one biggest advice for them? You know, because I know that that's not an easy journey at all. Or maybe people who have had, you know, just whatever struggles or trauma along the way. So what would be your number one advice for those people who are listening, who have been struggling, who are like, oh my gosh, like this has not been an easy journey. What would you say to them?
Okay. That's a great question. Probably a few things. So first I would say find someone that's really going to dig and figure out what may be off, right? Instead of just saying, oh, you know, you're just having trouble. And not just you, your partner, right? So a lot of times people don't realize, but it could be that, you know, the mobility of the sperm isn't ideal, or the count, the amount of the sperm, the morphology. So like how it actually looks, that plays a huge role, huge. And it's missed often. You know, they do put all this effort on the female and do all this testing on her. And yet they're not even just doing a sperm analysis, which, you know, doesn't take much to do that and figure out if something else is going on his side. So definitely make sure you're looking at both partners. You know, you can look at the physical parts and see, okay, your fallopian tubes are open, you have eggs, or you're actually ovulating, all that stuff's important. But then I would also say if as a woman you have had trauma, especially any kind of sexual trauma, this can really affect fertility. And so this is where that preconception for someone dealing with this looks a little bit different, in terms of really trying to, as much as you can, find someone that's going to help you work on that trauma, right? Because so much of our energy is held in this area. our dantian, our sacral and root chakras. And so if those are not functioning and operating, there's a blockage or some sort, this can affect our physical organs there. Mm-hmm. And so that's a huge piece. So I was going to say, yeah, so the looking at the man and the woman, looking at any kind of sexual trauma or trauma in general that could be affecting. Mm-hmm. And then just again, like I would say, assessing if there's any other health conditions going on. Like sometimes thyroid issues can actually really affect fertility, right? So if, you know, your thyroid levels are off. If your progesterone is on the low side, this can be a huge reason for things like miscarriage, right? So if you have multiple miscarriages, finding someone that's going to, again, dive in and really try to navigate, well, why is this happening? And not just say, oh, you know, you're just one of those people that has miscarries a lot. Right. You know, we want to figure out why. Is there an autoimmune component? So just try to find someone that's going to work with you to kind of unravel and peel back the layers so that you can have a better understanding what's going on. And that way try to take some actions to address it or bring things back into balance that when you try again, you have higher chances for success.
Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you. And is this something that you cover and like kind of go into in your practice if someone comes to you with like having had that type of background?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we don't do, you know, we can't do some of the like ultrasound and that kind of stuff. I would refer out for that, but we can definitely do, you know, run a stool. I do gut health too, so not stool, but sperm analysis. We can run different types of testing to look for autoimmune markers, especially that can relate to miscarriage. We can run different markers that look at overall ovarian kind of health and count. Yeah, we can do all of that for sure.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And in a few moments, you will hear more about how you can connect with Emily if you want to learn more about her and her practice and all the things. But before we get to that, I have one last question. Okay. And it's kind of just in honor of the name of this podcast, which is The Divine Connection. And so my question to you, Emily, is, what does that look like or mean to you when you think about your, like you having a divine connection or what the divine connection is around you? What does that mean to you, feel like personally or, you know, in the work that you do?
Yeah. Wow. That's a beautiful question. I mean, the first thing that popped into my mind is my son. I mean, talk about a divine. I stare at him and still am in complete awe that I grew him. Yeah. You know, that he's mine, that, you know, we brought this beautiful little life into this world. And sometimes there's just, you stare at each other and no words need to be said. You know, you just have that deep soul connection, that just completely fills your heart.
Yeah.
So, that is just such an incredible feeling. But you know, divine connection also with the work that I do, supporting people, I think to me, it just really shows that we're all connected, right? And so when we help that individual, we help that collection of people, we're helping to raise that vibration of the world and help, you know, bring in more positivity. So I think if we can, you know, focus on ourselves and do that and then spread that to others, it just tends to reflect and mirror, exponentially, and we create this beautiful positivity. So,
oh my gosh, I love that. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. So now the last thing is, if you want to share with everyone how they can get in touch with you, you know, how, if they want to get on a call with you just to learn more about your practice and how you could potentially support them. And then also how people can find you just online, if you want to share that. And FYI for everyone, we are going to have all the links that Emily's going to talk about. All that is going to be in the show notes below. But go ahead, Emily, share with us where we can find more of you.
Yeah. So my practice is called Wildcraft Medicine. We're in La Jolla, California. So wildcraftmedicine.com is our website. We offer free 15-minute calls so you can really connect with. So I do have multiple doctors in my office and they're all amazing. But you can schedule a 15-minute call so you can really get to connect with them and see if it's a good fit. We give you a little bit of an example of how we'd support you specifically with whatever you have going on. We also have an Instagram, which is Wildcraft Medicine. So pretty easy there. Right now I'm not taking new patients, but I do have a handful of docs, like I said, that mm-hmm. work with preconception fertility and gut health and hormone balancing, and they're all excellent. We meet weekly to kind of see who's on the schedule and support each other. We actually offer a monthly membership where you not only get to work with your doctor, but also with our team of practitioners. We have an herbalist, we have a holistic nutrition coach, and a health coach. So it's an amazing approach because you really get all this support that helps you with all the different, you know, areas of health mm-hmm. that can be hard to implement and hard to stick to. So you get a team and you work with us, which is awesome.
That is amazing. I love that. Like just having that support and it really is in whatever way support you need, you know, obviously in this case, we're talking about health specifically, but it's just like, there's just something about that feeling of being so supported, you know, and having that team of people around you who have that knowledge so that you don't have to, I know we have Google these days, like we can just try and Google our way to figuring things out, but it makes it so much easier. It takes off this load when you have a team of people around you who are knowledgeable and trained in those specific areas to just guide you and lead you through it. So highly recommend Emily and her practice. And thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for being on here today. It was such a pleasure having you and to just, you know, dive into this your wisdom and your experience with this topic today. So thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I know I could talk about this all day, very passionate about it. And, you know, I think it's just such a beautiful topic and more people are really starting to, I think, want more information about it. So thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you. And so for everyone who is listening in, please feel free to share your biggest takeaways, golden nuggets in the comments below. Share your love with Dr. Emily here who joined us today and make sure to go check out all the links to connect with her and her team of doctors and to find out more about her. So thank you again, Emily. I am sending everyone listening today so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
If you are someone who is seeking to be supported by the angels, to deepen your connection to the angels, to understand how to work with them in your everyday life, then I invite you to join me inside of my membership group called the Angels Guild, where we go deep in understanding how to connect with each of the archangels, understanding how they are here to support you and to guide you on your journey of growth, of connection, of living in your highest potential, opening up to your gifts, living in your truth, and being empowered in who you are. Join me inside of the Angels Guild. All of the details to join the membership are in the show notes below.